table, and well, I'm going to share a few comments, thoughts about public policies in South European countries. Really, something very well a broad topic, and I'm just going to say some very initial thoughts that, of course, can be highly discussed. And this is more personal opinion sometimes than more research, but has been inspired by some research that particularly I did in Spain. Well, starting with some of the questions that Stella asked to us about, well, some of the current situation of the public policy in Spain, I see three big areas in which, well, there are a lot of different public policies, of course, but I see three key policy areas in which I find there are very important challenges for, well, at least for Spain, and maybe probably for other South European countries like Italy or Portugal. I know less Greece. First one is on labor and education policy. Here we have a lot of problems. There is this discussion on the variety of capitalism that, as you know, in Germany and other countries, they have a strong coordination between education and labor. My question is, to what extent some countries like Spain will be able to create in some sectors, not necessarily the same like the Germans do, this type of coordinated economy in which, for example, education and training and also labor will be strongly coordinated, for example, in tourism or education or agro-industry or construction, which are some of the sectors that are more strong in these countries. It will be possible, this type of... I think this is a challenge for public policy in South European countries. And particularly we see some developments in improving education at the level of, for example, of vocational... professional training, some areas in the universities, a strong research and innovation development, but still there is a gap in the connection between educational systems and firms and industrial structures. There is a big gap. This is my experience for Spain, and there is the connections are weak and are very opportunistic sometimes. And there is a lot of work here for public policy to create better connections in trying to develop this type of coordinated economy in these sectors. Another area of very important to my mind in public policy in Europe is, this is of course well known, is that all of the regulatory policies and of course competition policy. We know there are a lot of big companies operating in a quasi-monopolistic situation, having a strong connections to the political, to the politicians and the government. There are a lot of problems of regulations, very inefficient regulatory environment, difficulties to create new firms, to allow startups to grow, competition in many areas, as I said, is reduced, and competition authorities are not very powerful and not very active. So this is another area in which public policy has a strong and key challenges to improve the situation in these countries. And finally, to my view, a third area in which I think it's all a big challenge is in pensions and social policy, how we can change the traditional structure of social policies as a latecomer in developing welfare state to a more sustainable welfare state in Southern Europe, considering the interest of many countries to maintain universalistic principles in health and pensions, but at the same time to make sustainable these policies in more flexible, more diverse and more competitive environment. So these are, of course, there are many others, but to my view, these are the three more important areas in which challenges in the coming years we are going to face in southern European countries. And what is the relation from these policy areas to the dilemmas in the current economic crisis? That's another question that Stella posed us. Well, so the first big problem is the fiscal limitations. We have to put some areas in the budget, and there is the problem how to cut this, to whom, when to cut, because to raise taxes is really difficult in these countries, and there is a strong there are strong limitations. And then here there appears the risk to increase the divide between insiders and outsiders. That is a risk that is in Spain is very strong, because we have a labor market divided between insiders and outsiders, but also in many other areas of the economy we have big firms and very small firms. There is a divide across many parts of the economy and the society in our countries, and when we find more reductions, budget reductions, this can be also paid by the outsiders and not by the insiders, because the outsiders they don't have a political power to keep to maintain the situations. But still, there on the other side, in a time of crisis, there are opportunities for more policy changes, because some veto players may lose resources and influence, or also there are external pressures that can be useful for policymakers to move forward and to introduce some policy changes. So it's a moment of probably this year and next year will be a moment of interesting transformations in Southern European countries, with probably some new challenges in policy making, and we'll see what happens. But there are a lot of possibilities in many different directions. And looking more from the political science perspective about how to analyze these public policies in South European countries, to my mind, well, this is a problem always, that now in the process of urbanization and also globalization, there is a lot of variation, probably in many different directions, not only country to country, but also within sectors. We find a lot of maybe some sectors are more similar from one country to another country in South Europe than comparing different sectors in the same country. We have to be aware of this, and of course to when we look for more analysis in detail, to look for more specific comparisions. Anyway, considering there are a lot of variations, we also see a lot of convergence in urbanization, sometimes coordination, sometimes coercive, but also we find diffusion. And I think this is interesting, not only to talk about urbanization, that of course is very important for South European countries and has been in the last 20, 30 years, but also that we find in parallel diffusion within European countries, not necessarily related to urbanization, but influences from national or sector to sector, from northern countries to southern countries. I see in Spain there are a lot of diffusion, not well done most of the time, from labor market policy from northern European countries to southern European countries to Spain. But sometimes we find also from ICT policies coming from Finland to Spain, or many other cases of country-to-country diffusion within Europe, not passing through the European level. But these are. But what we don't find as very rare to find is diffusion from south to south. We don't find a lot of diffusion from Spain to Italy or from Portugal to Greece. And maybe sometimes some of the good policies that are developed in one of these countries may be better used for other South European countries. And this is something that we also imitate always, the northern countries in Europe, outside the urbanization. That is another history. So this is also another typical problem of public policies in southern European countries. And finally, just to end, to say that this, to my mind, is well, one of the questions that has been raised by Stella is whether we need special public policy models to analyze other European countries or not. I don't think so. I think that we can use the traditional or well, the models that are in the literature. Just in any case, we have to adapt these models for specific situations. I think it's not easy to see. I don't know why, but you cannot see well this presentation, this slide. But what I wanted to say here is that we have strong corporatism in most of the southern European countries. The thing is that we have different varieties of corporatism. Some are, countries are slightly more liberal, others are slightly more social, or have more familial focus, but all are varieties of the traditional corporatism that remains more or less very strongly rooted in the political culture and the political traditions of all South European countries. And this which are the members of which are the actors playing in these corporatist models? Well, of course, public organizations, elite public servants, large national only firms, and financial but only local financial community, political parties that are becoming more and more bureaucratic structures, the trade unions, more important in some countries and only maybe in the public services and some industrial sectors, and professional groups, technical associations that also have an important say in public policy. So this is a more or less structure of coalition of groups that have always are present in process of public policy in countries, and they used to be very close to the capability of other actors or more I would say foreign actors or sometimes more social movements to have a say to be also involved in the public policy making. As to what we can do in this direction, maybe we can try to identify better which varieties of corporatives we find in public policies in southern European countries, also to compare more similar cases, comparing sectors, the same sectors in different countries, well, and also considering the multi-level analysis that is also very important for this South European countries, because we have 3, 4, 5 levels operating simultaneously in many public policy areas. And that's it.